If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Society Radio. Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
And that's the two of us right here, right now. No Chris from Brooklyn. He got arrested. No, God forbid.
He caught Legionnaire's disease.
He caught Legionnaire's disease.
Thing right now,
you think
New York
so?
City. I hope not.
You can hear us on More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, and patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Let's New Trash City.
New Trash City. HighSocietyRadio.co. And just, you know, just go to Twitter. At HS Radio Show. But if you're listening to this, you've probably gone to Twitter already, and you're probably sick of hearing us talk about it. So what's happening with Legionnaire's disease, Johnny?
It's just popping all over, especially in the Bronx, which
Where?
Is weird.
Because
we
me
never
about
get diseases.
What
like
does
that.
Legionnaire's disease do to you?
Ain't it like leprosy or some shit? It's something horrible that if you get
brought it,
you
up,
die.
I would think you would know.
I don't know what Legionnaire's disease is. I just know it's a horrible thing. I thought we cured, like the fucking Black Fever and all that shit.
It sounds like something that should only happen to like Romans.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Like, the Roman legions.
They saying it might have started out the Bronx Zoo because of the animals and shit, but you did somebody fuck an animal? I don't know how
that's
that works.
That's what you immediately think, that someone's fucking animals.
How else you had some shit off an animal? You either put your dick in it or it bit you. How you fucking get bit in a Bronx Zoo? There's nothing there that's like out that can bite you.
What about the birds? I haven't been to the zoo in a long time.
I don't think the birds will bite you.
I think the bird, there's no top on the cage to the bird cage.
Yeah,
so.
But what the fuck? They don't, do birds even have teeth, dog?
They got beaks.
That ain't shit.
I think that's where Legionnaire's disease come from. We couldn't sound any more stupid.
Yeah.
it's a special skill to sound this dumb.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny, football season's going to start soon.
Fucking hyped.
Are you?
I fucking went to the championship game this year. I'm winning it.
What do you mean? You were on the Seattle Seahawks?
No. Fantasy league, dog. I need that money.
So you're hooked? You're hooked
get
now?
Warmed up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I bought like 3 magazines already, son.
You know the internet's available, right?
Nah, son. I need that expert, like Mel Kiper shit, that ESPN Insider and all that.
Yeah, you're fucking, the ESPN Insider is on ESPN.com.
Yeah, but you gotta pay for that, though. It's not free.
I paid for that, and I have a free subscription to ESPN, the magazine.
You better than me.
I'm fancy.
JJ Watt, son.
And I get gambling advice.
Ooh.
And special access to insider articles, which they shine a light on the sports world.
I'm going to keep it G with you. You need to go with Chris Berman and shit. You seen his hair?
No, I haven't.
My man's hair is... It looks like when The Simpsons had that Treehouse of Horror and fucking Snake's hair was alive and shit killing mm-hmm. people. That's what his hair looks like. It's ridiculous.
Is that bad?
It's fucking awful. I don't know who told him it was a good idea, if he's going through midlife crisis, which he's past that point in his life anyway. It's just terrible.
You know, preseason football is your time of the year.
That's my money, man.
Because that's where you make all your money. I don't know how you do it. You make a lot of great calls in preseason football.
That's what
are you gonna
fantasy,
be? Dude. Are you gonna be giving everyone fantasy football tips again this year?
That's what I do, son. We're gonna have to change the show when we do.
Excuse
that
me,
shit.
Preseason football tips.
We
not
changing
fantasy.
It to Aces High, son.
Aces High. That's some good shit. That was the best late night TV show ever.
Yo, I'm shocked that it was actually a real fucking thing.
Was it? It was real?
That's what they were saying in the book. It was a real thing. I've never seen. I can't find it on YouTube, but
because no one's gonna save that audio or that video, rather.
My man lost his shit, son.
don't know. I thought he was at his best when he was on that TV show.
He's challenging fucking congressmen to fucking debates, and he's a monster.
Like a baller. Like a dope-ass baller.
Also, shout out to James Woods from Casino taking motherfuckers to court. Somebody on Twitter said he had like a coke problem. He's suing that motherfucker for 10 mil.
What happened?
Somebody on Twitter apparently said James Wood does like a lot of cocaine or whatever, and
hell yeah.
James Wood's getting in that ass.
So someone on Twitter just said James Wood has a coke problem.
Yep, and he's taking.
I'm gonna look this
court.
Up because
look
I don't, up, I don't trust you. I just
up.
Asked to see a text message you told me about, and you were like, "Oh, I guess I deleted it."
Yo, some text messages are private. First off, second off, I'm paranoid. I delete all my shit.
I've
you
never
know
deleted
this.
Anything in my entire life.
That's bad, dude. You're incriminating yourself.
Oh my god!
You should do the Brady and destroy your fucking phone, dog. That's how you deal with shit. When you feel that pressure, destroy it.
All right, according to the Hollywood Reporter, the veteran actor, James Woods, is suing Abe List on Twitter for $10 million, all because of a tweet accusing Woods of being addicted to cocaine.
Told you so.
Damn.
He did his shit, too, on Ray Donovan. He was awesome on that show.
Yeah, I've only seen one episode of Ray Donovan, but
it's
it looked
a great
good.
Fucking show. I'll hook you up with a Showtime password. Don't you worry about it.
Oh, you have a Showtime password?
I got everything.
Send that shit over. That's how I'm watching HBO. Thank you, Bronx Johnny. You've let me watch the shows I want to watch.
Speaking of, how you like a True Detective, son?
This last episode was a bit much.
You think so?
He was doing giant, like, 2 gram rail lines.
All right.
And when he comes out, or when he comes back in from the outside, I'm talking about Colin Farrell's character, he has, like, a tiny baggie of cocaine in his hand.
Yeah.
And then he dumps it out as, like, a quarter ounce of coke.
It's that magic, son.
No,
he cut it up so much.
Like, whose idea was it? Like, there's not enough coke here for Colin. His character's going through too much pain right now. So he should have a quarter ounce of cocaine because that's how much cocaine. If you do a giant rail of cocaine, I would guess.
That shit was a gravy bowl of cocaine, son. That was a lot of cocaine.
If you do the giant fat rails he was doing, you would not want to do any more cocaine after that first rail.
You couldn't move. You'd be fucking.
I mean, eventually,
yeah,
you're going to want to do some more coke. But he was just banging giant rails one after another. Like real giant, like rails.
They don't
no
like
one
fucking foul lines, man.
No one has ever done a rail that as big as he did, like 12 of them.
Maybe George Young. I don't know. I heard he did a lot of coke, but I don't think that much. Not in one sitting.
Did you notice that? All right, so he does all the coke, drinks a fifth of tequila, smokes a bunch of cigarettes, listens to the New York Dolls, and then trashes his apartment, and then that like it just there's a cut and it goes to the next scene, and he looks totally fun. Like he's crying, sweaty. Gacked up, drunk, and then it just there's a edit, and it goes to him just talking on the phone to his wife, and he's totally fine.
He don't look totally fine. He still had the sweats,
dude. For a man who just did a couple of 8 balls,
yeah, but you got to be correct when you call a bitch that you in court with.
Yeah, when you drank a fifth of liquor, and done that much coke, you're not.
By the way,
together.
His son is a piece of shit.
What, Chad?
Chad is a piece of shit.
Chad's my dude, bro.
Fuck out of here, man. Come on. All those gingers on that show are pieces of shit. But Chad especially is a piece of shit.
What?
He's fucking, they in there with the fucking social worker, and Colin saying, hey, you know what? No matter what anybody tells you, I love you. That was fucking deep. You know we had fucking problems with our dad's shit. I wish my dad would say some shit like that to me. And what does Chad's fat ass do while he's munching on that
What's
fucking
that?
Pizza?
What's that?
He's like, yeah, thanks. What the fuck is
that?
No, that
kid was like, okay.
He's a little fucking cocksucker,
Chad
that kid.
Chad doesn't know any better, dude. He's a
like,
rape baby.
He's in high school,
he's
man.
He's a rape baby.
That don't mean shit. That's no excuse to be a cold piece of shit. That other fucking ginger dude running the whorehouse with that fucking Russian, it all make me sick.
He's not. Oh, yeah, he is with the Russian guy.
Hell yeah, he is, son. Hell yeah,
I wonder
is.
How they're going to tie this up in the next 2 hours. It seems like there's way too much to...
What they're going to do is have Colin fucking snort everybody.
Oh, Colin, we just got some more criminals. Can you snort them to death? Obviously you can. Because you have magic tiny baggies of cocaine that just dump out ridiculous amounts.
And Vince Vaughn's bitch fucking, she's lame too, son.
Why is that?
He's in a gang war. She's bitching him about babies and stuff. Like, come on, cut him motherfucking
slack. She wants him to, well, she can't have babies.
But she's still on him about the shit. Like, why are you dropping that heavy shit when he's trying to run a drug empire? And become legit. He just lost some money. Bitch, you stay doing that,
he
man.
He ain't got a drug empire, bro. I hate to tell it to you.
Not now.
Mexicans just made him look like a bitch.
Yeah, they dogged that boy out. They was like, yeah, here's your homegirl. I'm like, oh, son.
This is the greatest True Detective recap you'll ever hear in your entire life.
Shit was crazy, son.
Shit was crazy. That should be the name of it. Shit was crazy, son. That should be the name of your pod. John, you should just have your own podcast where you recap. No, just TV shows. And then it's like, shit was crazy, son.
Hell yeah. Also, that knife bitch, Rachel McAdams, with the fucking, what was that? What was in that fucking spray?
It was supposed to be pure ecstasy, pure Molly.
Is that what that was?
And he said it on the show.
She was cock teasing. For bitch on Molly, she was pretty much cock teasing that whole night.
What's weird was she like vomited and like then she was like felt better, but you can't vomit up something that was spritzed into your mouth.
Hell no. It's not like it's, yeah. I'm just like, it's in your fucking, it's like dropping acid. You ain't throwing that shit up.
And shit, if you want to spray pure Molly into my mouth, I'll go to some old man weird hooker party. No. I'm as a hooker, not as the old man sleeping with the hookers.
I would rather be the old man. Though there was like a lot of, yo, let's watch. I can't do that.
Oh, there was some cuck shit going down.
Yeah, that, but you got to be careful with the prostitute shit. I have, you know, sometimes a motherfucker gets lonely. I did the Backpage thing a couple weeks back.
What?
Yeah, I did Backpage.
Why?
I was lonely, motherfucker. Summertime, I had the crib to myself. I'm going through shit. I want some action.
How much did you pay for this prostitute?
$80.
Was this prostitute attractive?
She was all right. Out of like a 10, I'd say 7.
You guys
said 7.
Is there a picture of her on Backpages?
We could look for her.
Look for her, and I'll talk. On. Just find your Backpages prostitute. Oh. There's a keyboard right here. There's a keyboard right here. That's right there.
Oh, it's wireless?
Yeah, it's wireless, bro. That's how we do it. I can't wait to see this prostitute.
Oh, come on.
And as you're looking her up, I had a question, because I was home alone late night watching, I guess, Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
And Dragon Ball Z Kai was on.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I haven't watched Dragon Ball Z. I couldn't tell you. It's been a decade maybe since I watched Dragon Ball Z.
You lame, son.
I'm like, oh, shit, there's Goku, son. He's about to fuck up Frieza.
Just ain't it.
And there's Piccolo. Oh, shit, he just got his arm ripped off. And so I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, why do black people like Dragon Ball Z so much?
It's kung fu, son. Black people love kung fu.
Is that it?
Gotta be. Kung fu, anime.
Like, there's a lot of anime out there. And Dragon Ball Z, I'd say, maybe, I don't know, someone who watches anime knows better than I do. I'd say Dragon Ball Z is the biggest crossover anime cartoon. Maybe outside of Akira or whatever. Dragon Ball Z was, you know, a TV series. But you think it's because of kung fu? But I know it's like black people love Dragon Ball Z. Like if there's an anime that a black dude will like, it's fucking Dragon Ball Z and Goku. So it's really just because it's like kung fu. It's just martial arts.
Yeah, and plus like you have a bad day, everybody like, yo, I'm about to go Super Saiyan on this motherfucker.
Yeah, sir, okay.
See? And they got cool names like Frieza and shit like that. Mind you, I never really got into Dragon Ball Z the way some of my friends did.
Because you're not black, that's why.
Well, that, and I watched the Spanish version in Ecuador. That's how I started watching. My brother loves that shit, though, so.
Why aren't I doing a show with your brother, then?
Fuck that.
You should have brought him in. We knew Chris wasn't going to be here.
She had a better picture. She changed the picture. She's not bad, right?
No, it's not bad at all. I thought you were going to be lying to me.
No.
Oh, habla español.
Yes,
great.
She does. That was a problem.
Is she black?
No, she's Spanish.
It
was a bad, it wasn't worth, she can suck a dick. I'm not going to say she can't. God bless her.
I don't hear about her sucking
but
your
dude,
dick.
But dude, like, it's like, how can I put this? I guess the dirty talk is what threw me off. Like, she was really aggressive with the dirty talk. I was like, holy
wrong
shit.
With that?
I wasn't used to it like
was
that.
Was she like, aye, poppy?
Nah, well, that came out yeah, once or twice. She was like egging me on, but
like
I kind of knew it wasn't
I'm, something. I don't know.
The English portion of the fucking cursing.
What was she saying then?
It was like, damn, that big juicy dick. I like, oh man. I was like, all right.
Well, it's very, very she's very, very complimentary.
I guess, but it's like, yo, you can tone that shit down. I'm not filming nothing. It's just us. We're adults. It was not like it really don't do as much for me as I thought it would. I don't know if I'm like oversensitized because of porn, if that's a thing, or it was just weird.
And I'm like, was it broken English? Was it bad English?
No, English was good. She's not like fucking, she was born here and shit. She just does the Spanish.
I thought maybe you were doing like, you were like human trafficking. I thought that's what you were
into. No, not at all.
Okay.
It got awkward too. Like once I paid, she had to go use the bathroom. Took a little
to
longer.
To cry and get that jizz out of her.
It's like in there for like 10 minutes. I was like, yo, I hope you're not doing lines in there. I don't want nobody OD'ing in my house. It's a proper home.
Oh, man. You think you're going to marry her?
No.
Why not?
You don't turn a hoe into a housewife, man. You know the rules.
I don't know, dude. Maybe it sounds like you guys had something special.
Not at all. I like after the dirty talk after, shit.
How long did it take for to get to your place after you decide you want to have sex with her mouth?
Oh man. Oh, I wanted about 20 minutes. She was in my hood about like 20 minutes.
That's it? It took 20 minutes. You just found this chick, $80.
Well, she's from the Bronx.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, all right. Yeah.
I wasn't going like high escort Russian and shit. What are you, nuts?
You should have. You
should have got $1,200.
You should have treated yourself.
You know
it
what?
It really would have been that much better.
I'm gonna just do a fucking like a watch party for fucking True Detective, the last episode. Just be back page hoes at the party.
That's weird. It's gonna just cost a lot of money to get all them chicks.
Not if they like True Detective. I'll let you all got True Detective, some Gatorade. Some spray shit, some fucking pure molly, whatever. If one of y'all's good with a knife, you're not allowed to come in my house.
Make sure none of them are cops.
I was like, yo, none of that shit. You ain't jigging me like that.
Well, that guy got jigged up for real.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then he's like trying to smack her. She just snuffs him. I'm like, yo, she's still hot.
That guy came off like a bitch, to be totally honest.
And I've seen him in some shit before. I don't know if it was like Two and a Half Men or some shit.
Was
he's
it,
like a character actor, but maybe NCIS. I don't know.
You're an NCIS fan?
I
know that
about
you.
I used to like it for a little bit. Yeah, that show was ass.
Was it because Ice Cube? No, not Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Because LL Cool J was on it?
No, that's the other one. LA. That's NCIS LA.
Oh, so you like that version too?
Nah, I hate that shit. I can't deal
with it. Why the fuck are you wasting your time watching those shitty TV shows?
Dude, I have like mad channels.
You'd be fucking Spanish prostitutes all day long.
That's why I fuck Spanish prostitutes, because I get bored.
$80 ain't bad though. Did you tip her? Or was it just $80 straight
no,
up?
No, it was. Oh, shit. Did I tip her? No, I didn't tip. Should I? Are you supposed to tip?
Oh, no, I've never been to a prostitute.
Well, good for you.
I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
High and mighty Chris.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, that's fucking things that have been described me. High and mighty.
Maybe
yeah.
The fucking HBO Go password changes this weekend.
Oh, no, come on. There's only 2 episodes left. I'm not judging you. I'm just asking. What the fuck?
Oh, man, that would be a dick move,
I don't
though.
Give a fuck. Fuck as many prostitutes as you want. Everyone can fuck prostitutes. I don't care.
You know, I'm overly paranoid. I've given that shit away to everybody. The HBO
what, your
Go
dick?
Password? No, well. No, I'm very choosy with what I put.
You're gonna get your shit canceled, dude.
Really?
I have no idea. I just made that up.
You fucking asshole.
I don't know. But it's okay because you're giving your Showtime password next. So I can just watch Showtime.
Son, yo, catch up on Ray Donovan. That's a good fucking show, man.
Did you get a half and half from the prostitute or just a blowjob?
No, blowjob and fucking a half and half.
All right, you're a half and half guy.
Yeah, I didn't mind. I was going to ask how much for anal, but at $80, I was like, it's all right. I got to pay the cable bill this month anyway.
Exactly, yeah. You know, $80 for just a little half-to-half action. Yeah. All right, half and half,
that was my birthday gift to myself.
All right, happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, you piece of shit. You didn't tell Chris anything. You didn't tell me anything. But we all know when your birthday is, right, big guy?
Yeah, best friends forever birthday dinner club. That's my birthday,
you pricey motherfucker. You always go somewhere fancy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not paying for it.
Do you want to do the secret menu this year at McDonald's? Won't go for that?
No, Johnny. They don't have a fucking wine pairing with that.
Oh, God. We'll get some fucking Boone's
Farm.
Oh,
I know
farm,
the wine
son.
Pairing. Yeah, Boone's Farm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever flavor you want, Daddy.
Cisco. delicious. I think I'm blacked out right now. And I have diabetes.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty crazy. That's a good story, though, with that Spanish whore.
Yeah, it just.
You think she's listening right now? Do you tell her you do a podcast?
No, I did not. I didn't. I tried to keep it. Like, I even regret having
it
on my credit.
Did you get her High Society Radio sticker?
I was thinking about it, but I did not.
She slapped on her ass.
That was pretty stupid on my part, in like hindsight, having it at my crib. Because just
Why?
Going around block to the most. I don't really like prostitutes knowing where I live. That's how people get robbed. That's did what happened to Casper, right?
No, that's a good point. Yeah.
You see that shit?
Casper knows this. Oh, man, there's some great fucking meme online. Oh, my God. It's called Vince Posting. And it's people just, like, posting random nonsense. And then at the end of it, it just says, Casper knew this. So it's just mocking out the terrible dialogue of Vince Vaughn. Who is my favorite character on that show?
He's the best. Him and fucking Colin Farrell. That's it. And the dude that plays the mayor is pretty good. He's underrated, I think. Underutilized and underrated.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold on. I'm going to try to find some of these. I should have planned this out instead of just randomly thinking about it. Oh, motherfucker. But it's some really funny shit. It really does sound like something he would say.
Mm.
So who do you like in the NFL this season? For real. I'm not. Don't fucking dick me around.
What do you mean? Like a team or fucking?
No, what do you think is going to happen in the NFL? It's like, who's going to. Just tell me who's going to go to the Super Bowl right now.
Oh, man. Fucking. I can see the Steelers doing something, or maybe the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins. Dude.
The Dolphins.
It's a weak division. You got fucking Brady out for four games. That Jets.
Yes, and then he's going to win the fucking next 12.
Yo, if they go 0-4, you know they're fucked. They don't have the same defense. Their running game is like, I don't think Graves is going to do what he did that one game. He hasn't done it since. So it's like, what do they really have? I think the Broncos, they might do all right, but you got to see
what
fucking
they have Belichick and they have Tom Brady.
Yeah, but they don't have
been known to do well for themselves.
Yeah, but that division's way better. Like, Miami's fucking good. That's going to be my fantasy defense this year, I think.
Miami?
Yeah, buddy.
Tell me, who's the top three picks in fantasy right now? Give it to me. Across the board, not necessarily your picks, but who do you think is going to go number one, two, and three? Fucking put it in order, too.
An order?
Of one, two, and fucking three.
I can see DeMarco Murray being the one. Cause like
really?
People nowadays, you can get a quarterback in the later rounds, dude. You don't have to like fucking grab him right off the bat. Aaron Rodgers, and then shit. I'm going by position. I'm not going 1, 2, and 3. But I'm saying the running back, quarterback, and then for wideout, fucking who's the kid? Wallace probably from Pittsburgh.
Wallace?
Kid's nice. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Antonio Brown.
All right, yeah, exactly. You're fucking totally wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe I trusted you for 5 minutes. I feel crazy. I can't find the Vince posting. I suck.
I believe you, son.
I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
You're fine.
I'm the worst podcast host in the world.
You chatted this shit up right now. That's all
I did pull a chat. I was like, you're just fucking bearing your soul to me. I'm like,
you just shit it
can I watch Friends and eat pizza like a
yo,
ginger?
Yo, that was so fucking weird. It's like, what year is this show based on? I know they got reruns and shit, but that's like a kid his age. Why the fuck would you be into Friends?
I thought that was a little weird too, but I don't know.
Maybe that's why he gets picked on at school, not just because he's ginger and pasty, because he's a fucking little weirdo.
Because he loves Chandler.
Fucking weird kid, son. If I was fucking Colin Farrell, I wouldn't even claim him. I know I could whoop somebody's ass. What I got to hang with him for?
Colin Farrell's fucking disappointed me.
I feel bad he had to shave the mustache. He should have kept it, son.
It was a pretty dope mustache.
He lost the grittiness of the character through that.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit. That's like the trademark scumbag cop. That or the fucking mirror shades.
I thought you were going to say a monocle because you put your hands up to your eyes. A monocle isn't a scumbag thing. It's a classy thing.
Well, no, it could be a scumbag thing, like Rich Banker and shit.
You think
you keep trying to tap my foot. That makes me uncomfortable.
You think monocles ever come back?
Yeah, why not? Motherfuckers is weird that way. They wear locomotion train shit now.
We should start wearing monocles. You know, in the High Society Radio sticker, there's a monocle
they
on
do,
our shit.
The little radio does have it. A little boombox does have it.
So we should be wearing them. Otherwise, we look like bitches. Like, we're posing.
Like straight hoes, man.
We're
looking like straight hoes out here.
We're fucking like a couple of $80 hour whores.
Hey.
Posting our shit on back pages. Like, oh, man, I hope some guy fucking wants me to suck his dick later.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people need money. Some people don't like to be alone.
I'm not saying it's bad.
It doesn't come off like it's a good thing and you're fucking
saying it's bad. I'm just saying, I mean, just think about that poor, poor prostitute.
Like, if I took a picture and sent it, would you accept?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, her sucking my dick. If I sent a picture of that, would you accept the
picture? If you sexted me. Well,
that's not a sex.
No, that is a sex.
Not at all.
Yes, it is.
I'm not trying to fuck you. How's that a sex?
I don't know that. I don't know if you're like, you like how this looks?
This could be us,
exactly. You're always talking about lemon parties.
That's not me at all. That's you all the fucking time, actually.
Dude,
all
right. Johnny the other day calls me up and it's like, look, I was thinking about Lemon Party. This is what you said.
That didn't fucking happen.
And you were like, you know what? In the past, I've said that I just wanted to be the guy making out, but I just want to be the guy getting blown and being made out with. That's what you said to me.
Not at all.
You want to be the meat of the Lemon Party.
Never happened. You asked me this one time on the show, and I was like, I'll take the making out part because it was a less gay situation that you presented.
Oh, did you see Ronda Rousey talking about Pokemon?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that?
She's a bad bitch.
You like Ronda Rousey?
I think she's like meant for me. I like a broad that can dominate me. It doesn't intimidate me.
Who was her favorite Pokemon? It was really weird hearing her talk about specific.
Wasn't Pikachu. Fuck.
Was it Charizard?
I'm going to say Charizard because that's also my favorite. So, yes. I hope
my favorite Pokemon is either Snorlax or Geodude.
You're a Snorlax kind of dude, though.
Oh, I am a Snorlax kind of dude.
Hell yeah, son. You got that going for you.
Thank you, I think. Snorlax really just always does a sleep.
Yeah.
Doesn't really do much.
Well, you're like the anti-Snorlax in that fucking situation. You don't really sleep much.
No, I don't sleep much at all.
You want to fucking grab a slice of pizza, watch some Friends later, buddy?
Okay.
I really want to fucking drown
then
that
maybe
kid.
We could build some models. Those things kill people. Kid's right, though. Those are death machines they're building.
But like, come on, if that was your seed right there, you wouldn't want to, and you know that's not your kid at this point. Just smack the shit out of him.
Oh, when you said my seed, I just thought maybe I was sitting next to a load I shot in the couch.
I'm just saying, though, like,
that's a pretty weird thing to call your kid my seed.
I've heard people say that, though.
I know, I've definitely heard it before, too. It's like a thing, you know, but it's like, you're just calling your kid a pile of jizz.
Well, technically, that's what it is. Jizz.
No, it's life. It's life.
It's got dermis.
I can shoot fucking jizz everywhere. And that's going to happen. I could jizz in that wall right there, and it's fucking just a jizz stain.
Shout out to our sponsor, Vitamin Zinc, because that shit helps you with your jizz.
Johnny, man. You know we don't have a sponsor. Don't fucking tell people.
Don't we have lynda.com?
lynda.com/highsocietyradio. Learn how to do things. And then also, patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
Mm.
You like that? You like High Society Radio?
Love High Society Radio. I'm a little disappointed with the fucking fundraising for this pizza party. You got dudes online buying fucking $550 worth of pizza because they're drunk. And we can't get this money for
pizza.
We want
to buy $550 worth of pizza to get drunk.
That's
this
what
is
I'm
ironic.
Saying, son. Well, we should reach out to this dude.
Want to make out with him?
Sponsor off. I'll get him a prostitute. I have no qualms about that. For a listener, I will get them laid.
Oh, all right. There you go. You heard it, people. Patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
Not all of you.
One lucky person.
One lucky listener.
Will you get the same prostitute?
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
It's going to be like a bunch of us. We're all savages.
No. One person listens to High Society Radio, Johnny will get his prostitute for them.
Okay.
That's like, it. Free of charge.
You're making me think we're doing this at the pizza party. That's how it sounds.
No. It doesn't have to be the pizza
like
party.
Like, it's like a gangbang pizza party?
No, we don't want to gangbang anyone. One listener gets to have a half and half with this young lady. Or just a blowjob, whatever. You know, it's pretty much their preference. I would like to think that person would opt for the half and half.
I would think so, too. That's the wiser choice.
Yeah.
Like, you can get a blowjob, but I've never had a blowjob. It's like, whoa, man, I sure don't want no pussy now.
Hey, something just occurred to me. Is this illegal?
Oh, yeah.
It's soliciting prostitution and then giving out prostitution.
Like,
yeah, this is illegal.
You got to name it as a party favor then. Like, oh, hey, you got a fancy gift bag at the Oscars. Usually, number two prostitutes in that bag. So there you go.
You're my fancy gift bag. How about that, John?
Damn,
you
son.
Like that?
You know how to get a motherfucker hard, B.
See, I should be a prostitute for half and halves.
See, look, like, you wasn't vulgar about it. You were classy. I can't take that vulgarity like
that. Well, I'm a classy dude. Yo, what do you think of Hulk Hogan saying all this, dropping all these M-bombs?
It ain't him. Can't be Hulk. I watched Rock and Roll Wrestling since I was like 7 years old. It can't be Hulk. That's not the Hulk I know.
You know, it's caught on camera, dude.
What the fuck that mean? They could have superimposed his head on some big dude's body and said that was him. I'm just saying.
It's in his voice, Johnny.
You work in radio. You've never fucked with somebody's audio before? You've never heard of that?
Johnny, it's not Photoshop. Like, this is all like part of a deposition or whatever. Like,
I know it's true. I just don't want to admit it, son. Like, you got Kamala out there saying, all these black wrestlers know him saying that's not the Hulk they know. And, like, he said it in the privacy of his own home. This got this skank recording him and shit. You know, that's fucked up. What he said was also regrettable, but damn, yo. How you cheating on your husband but recording a motherfucker?
Did you agree with him?
No, I did not. I definitely did not. I don't know why, like, he kind of came off like he wanted to bang his daughter. I'm just saying, but.
Well, those you know, weird comments have been said for years.
I've been, That theme song used to, like, get me amped up. Now it's just fucking awkward.
You think you feel weird about it when it plays
I'm
now?
A real American. Because, like, now I'm thinking a real American drops in bombs and shit.
I'm a real white American.
And you're against, like, interracial coupling and you're fucking your friend's wife.
Everything this show stands for.
Yeah, basically.
Wait, what?
We're fucking everybody's wives out here. It's just some horrible shit. And like, what the crazy, it was happened, what, 8 years ago?
I think so, yeah.
He can't come back from this shit. Like, they took him off. How the fuck does he get taken out of the Hall of Fame is what I don't understand. Lawrence Taylor's still in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Because you know why? Racists don't belong in the Hall of Fame.
That's bullshit.
The WWE.
So then they got to get Ty Cobb out the motherfucking MLB Hall of Fame because Ty Cobb.
No, that's Cooperstown. That's a place that has no sense of history or really Americana.
Well, Ty Cobb can
hit. WWE Hall of Fame, that's a place that stands for something. Unlike that shithole, Cooperstown. Unlike that testament to racism, Cooperstown.
That's a good point. Though, to be fair, isn't
the WWE Hall of Fame is what Americans look to know what should we do when the night is darkest? What should we do?
What the fuck?
What should we do when our heroes fall?
That's quite the soliloquy.
You go to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Sounds like you got that off of Batman.
And then you see Jack Tunney, all the greats.
Hell yeah, Jack Tunney was that dude.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Weakest commissioner ever, but goddamn, he could rock a suit and fucking strip a belt.
He's really the only commissioner we ever really knew.
Gorilla Monsoon was good money as a commissioner. I loved Gorilla.
I stopped watching when he was a commissioner.
You ain't shit for that, son. You partly killed Gorilla Monsoon then.
That makes me sad. He was my favorite. I loved Gorilla.
I think I cried when fucking Harvey Wimpleman beat the shit out of Andre the Giant with a megaphone. He was in a fucking like, little cane and shit. Damn shame.
Matt, what's next? Is Stone Cold going to have some racist? How is Stone Cold exactly. not getting anything racist come out and fucking Hogan does? How is that possible?
The Texas rattlesnake.
You don't think the rattlesnake's ever dropped an M-bomb? I have no idea, and I love Stone Cold
Isn't
Steve Austin.
Isn't he married to a black broad?
I have no idea.
No, he's not. I'm just trying to clear Austin just in case.
I love Stone Cold Steve Austin. I love him. He's the man. He's my favorite WWE superstar of all time.
Great human being. Does a lot
of
great
things. Well, next to Mankind. Him and Mankind are my favorites.
Yeah, they're good people, man.
But, I mean, it's so strange that this happened to Hulk Hogan.
Well, no, I can't say it's true. I've been to Tampa before. I know how motherfuckers in Tampa get down, but... It's like, damn, you should be a little bit smarter to fucking...
How do people in Tampa get down if you know so much about
Tampa?
They're
pretty fucking racist out there. So.
Oh, yeah? Who's more racist, Tampa or Long Island, New York?
Oof, that's a good question. I was in fucking Long Island a little bit longer than I was in Tampa, so I'm going to say Long Island.
All right.
But just barely. I'm pleading ignorance on this one because I wasn't in Tampa.
You can't do that. You can't do that, man. It's not, you can't be ignorant. You have to answer questions here.
Now, if you Stone Cold and you want to fuck over Vince, do you wait for the video game to drop, which you're on the cover of? Wait to, like, get
Are
a match.
Are people really excited about this new video game?
I'm fucking hyped. They got the biggest roster ever. That's all I give a fuck about. The graphics is going to be on point. It's a PS4 game, Xbox One. It's going to be on point on my smart TV.
I remember the last one I played was, like, I think it was, like, No Mercy. Like, this is going.
How old are you?
I'm fucking old, dude. It was for N64.
Son. You need a system? That's what you're trying to tell me?
That's basically what I'm trying to tell
you. Yeah.
I'll take a fucking...
You know, we can put the pizza party on hold. Take that Patreon money. Get yourself a PS4.
No. Now that Patreon money is for prostitutes, for listeners, beer, and pizza.
It's going to be a fun time when we get there. We gotta find this drunk dude. He'll fucking buy the whole thing. And then we'll just put in for the prostitutes with the money we have left over.
All right. Well, I don't think that's going to work. Again, this is illegal.
It's illegal if you get caught. That's what I've learned from True Detective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do.
I also thought about that, too. Like, once they raided that party, you think anybody called the cops? There was a dead body at the party,
right?
No,
no one's going to call the cops.
Nobody's going to call cops, right?
It's an illegal prostitute party with a bunch of businessmen and senators.
Is it still legal if it was on private property, though? Once you're on private property, ain't that shit your business? Other than, like, murdering a motherfucker.
Well, there was murder going down there, so yeah.
That did, yeah.
And there was massive amounts of drugs being given out.
Not that you could prove it. It was all sprayed.
Yeah, but I'm sure about the spray bottle. So they just test the spray bottle.
Now, is that fucking make-believe or do they actually make that, though? Because I'd love to try some of that shit.
I'm sure it's possible to make some ecstasy in liquid form.
Mm. Damn.
Don't see why not.
Fuck yeah, son. Wear like a feather boa and shit. Just walk around and chilling.
Well, like Hogan?
Hell yeah, son.
No one's going to like you because everybody knows you're racist.
That's terrible.
Yeah, Hogan, it's weird, right?
It's like your childhood. You just got kicked in the balls in front of you.
I guess there's really no reason for us to live anymore.
There's no more American heroes now. I'm done. I'm not taking John Cena as my fucking Lord and Savior. That's a wrap.
You know, I forgot about Cena. You know, he's better than Hogan anyway. Because, look, Hogan never had...
He cheated on his wife.
Hustle, loyalty, respect. Who did?
Cena. Remember he fucking banged that porn star and she had the belt on her for a little bit? She took a picture with the belt?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you fucking kidding me? No. That was like a thing. Before he got divorced, he banged...
Who was he married to?
Some regular schlub from fucking Massachusetts.
Yeah, you know what? They were in love at one point, okay? So she's not just some regular schlub.
Well, he ain't in love that much because he cheated with a porn star and she had the belt in a picture.
I'm going to find this right now.
Yeah, that was a fucking thing. I'm surprised you never heard of it.
You're usually full of shit, so I'm going to...
I've been on point all day today, so you're welcome.
I don't believe you. You're lying about goddamn text messages all
Yo,
the time.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Elizabeth Huberdeau. That's a ridiculous... That doesn't even seem like a real fucking name.
Oh, there you go.
3-year marriage.
John Cena stepped out on her. It's a dirty dude, dog.
Well, I mean, he's John Cena. He's a fucking... He's a WWE superstar.
Yeah, but he's fucking making wishes. He can't keep his fucking promise, though. It's a piece of shit right there. Kevin Owens has wife and kids. He don't cheat.
I'm looking this...
He hurts motherfuckers, but he don't cheat.
Oh, I saw Kevin Owens.
You did? Did you meet him?
No, I saw him on TV.
Oh, fuck you, man. You got me all hyped and shit. Like, yo, why you didn't call me? I would have been here, like, in 10 minutes.
Why do you like him so much?
Dude, he's just, like, fucking a fresh of breath air.
A fresh of breath air?
Hell yeah.
Makes no sense. You got ass backwards.
Oh,
yeah, there's
though,
there's Cena's wife.
She's all right, right? Like a 6. She ain't better than what I got off of Backpage, dog. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, I'm going to say this Backpage prostitute. You guys more attractive than John Cena's
yes!
wife.
Yes! Thank you.
Yeah, I will. I will say that.
I want you to re-edit this podcast to end it with that fucking statement. Or just say it again.
I'll just say it again when it's over.
Yeah, that's fucking fantastic. I am doing better than John Cena.
I bet that fucking prostitute only cost $80. That wife of his cost him a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
She took some of that fucking hustle, loyalty, respect money.
Here's the shit, though. I don't get why, like, you got a sports agent, attorneys, all this shit. You're an athlete. Why the fuck don't you why don't you get advised or know better to get a fucking prenup?
Some women don't want to sign a prenup.
Well, fuck that, then. You ain't getting married. If I can't trust you to do a prenup, why the fuck am I going to marry you?
You know, it's a contract between two people, Johnny, and you don't know. Love does crazy things to people, okay?
And that's why you get a prenup. That's the only rational shit that's ever come out of marriage is fucking prenup. Kids are little ginger assholes that want to watch Friends. People fucking cheat. And when they cheat, people record them dropping M-bombs. The whole institution of marriage is fucked. So just get a prenup.
You're talking all that crazy shit right now.
Makes sense, though.
I don't know. Shouldn't there be trust between the two people to not fuck porn stars and give them your WWE championship belt?
You can assume that. I don't trust anybody. You know me, dog. 316,
yeah, 316. I'm more of a Stone Cold guy. Okay. DTA.
Fuck
it's
yes.
right there on the vest. Little DTA, skull, bunch of other random shit all over it. It's a very strange vest that Stone Cold wears.
No goddamn Confederate flags on there, though. I'll say
no,
because
Stone Cold isn't a racist like Hulk Hogan.
I thought he had a Confederate flag, but it was a heart one time. I was like, all right.
Yeah, because he was part of the Heart Foundation. You remember that shit, right?
He never was.
Wait, no, we were part of the Heart Foundation. Never mind.
Jesus, that was a low point in our lives, man.
Low point? It was the fucking best time of my life.
I can't.
It's like,
really,
there's Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
I didn't like hanging with him on the bus. He used to do weird shit.
Who did?
Fucking Anvil.
Why? What did he do?
You remember every time you'd be asleep, he'd go like next to your face and like fart, but he wouldn't do it through the pants. He'd drop trout and fucking fart bare ass in your face.
Oh, yeah. Then I would start like doing it with him. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, it was like, yo, you guys are assholes. And then me and Brian Pillman would be jumping off buses and yelling at people in traffic.
That shit was dope, though.
Brian Pillman was all right.
Don't you look back at that time in our lives as happier than you thought it was?
I guess you're right.
You never know when you got those, when you're in the salad days. Then you look back and you're like, oh, wow. Yeah, I was in the Heart Foundation. And yeah, I did train at the dungeon.
Shit.
That seems like a creepy thing, huh?
Yeah, that.
Some creepy old man beating up children
in
his basement.
Yeah, you fucking sent your kids. Like, where your kids go? Like, oh, I'd send my kid to Tiger Showman. Oh, my kid goes to the dungeon by some dude whose name's Stu Hart. I'm like, what?
Stu Hart's dead, right?
He should be. He should be burning in hell for the shit he's done.
You think?
Probably. What? I don't know. I think he's dead, though. He has to be.
He didn't kill a Blue Blazer. He didn't want that to happen.
He fucking made him do it, though. He's like, Owen, we need the money. Brett's going to have a heart attack in like 2 months. We need you to do this.
Did Brett have a heart attack?
Yeah, remember Goldberg kicked him on the side of his head and fucked his shit up? Goldberg worked fucking stiff as a motherfucker.
I just thought it was just massive amounts of Canadian cocaine.
Nah, Brett never did coke. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Ran a junior hockey league and shit. His son used to write for WWE Magazine. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That shit was terrible. He was sucking his dad's dick hard, man.
That's just a creepy fucking thing to say.
It's just like, come on. Oh, my dad's Bret Hart. He's a great coach when he comes to our games and shit. He's not always there for you. I know Bret's wife was cheating on him. We all know this shit.
This is like Bronx Johnny's WWE gossip page.
I'm just saying, son. Gene Oakland ain't got shit on me, dog.
Is Gene Oakland still working for them?
They use him on occasion for like Hall of Fame shit or WrestleMania.
Good,
like
he deserves the work.
And what was that? The Wrestling House? They're not going to do that now because I think Hogan was a part of that too.
Wasn't he part of NXT or something?
No, no. Well, they all are, but not like that. He was on Tough Enough. They got rid of his ass ASAP though.
So who replaced him on Tough Enough?
I haven't been watching. Godfather? I can't stand that show. Nah, so I wish. They should put Piper on it. Piper needs the money, man. He's still marketable. You can put him in like a John Carpenter movie anytime and it works.
Oh, hell yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think he's had a better Hollywood career than the fucking Rock, by the way.
You're right. He was never in The Thing. He was in They Live.
Was that Kurt Russell or was that Roddy Piper? Because the way he was kicking ass tonight, I thought it was Roddy Piper.
Son, that was Kurt Russell, dog. We both know that. Stop fucking fronting.
Oh.
Stop fronting like you don't know. Man, you think, what did you see the Belichick press conference?
That shit was gangsta.
So they gave, what was the press conference for
the
Deflategate?
For Deflategate. He already told them, I'm not going to talk about this. And fucking 2 questions later, that bullshit, oh, hey, da da da. I forgot what the question exactly was. It's like, yeah. Can you read? Didn't I just tell you? And he just like went into like he's somebody I would want to be my dad. Because like if you fuck up, he's not going to deal with nobody's bullshit. He's going to defend you. Like, you'll have coaches that'll throw you under the bus. Bill Belichick is not one of those coaches. He's like the scummy lawyer you want.
Bill Belichick let Tom Brady go out there for the press conference, whatever, last year or whatever, or last fall.
You have to, though. What the fuck do you mean let him? You have to let him go out there. You look more guilty if you don't.
Belichick should have said, all y'all suck our collective fucking New England cocks.
He should have put his fucking ring on his dick.
And all right.
Kiss the head, son. I would have done it.
Fuck, I don't know. That would have been weird. He's got 4 rings now, Belichick?
I think, wasn't he on the Giants staff that won a couple titles? I think he's got like 6 rings, man.
I'm going to look that up.
Oh, man, it's fucking Christ.
I don't trust you.
I think he's got 6, though.
I think he's got 4. Is he the best coach in the NFL?
Right now, yeah. I'd say so.
Who's best coach all time? Better than Pete Carroll?
Oh, well, fuck obviously. Yeah. What, come on. Don't ask me no silly shit like that.
Pete Carroll came up with a bitch.
Yeah, he was like, we're going to fucking throw the ball. No regrets. If you got to use the word no regrets, you already know you fucked up before you did it.
All right. You know what? Bronx Johnny, you're nothing but right tonight.
Tony's
six-time Super Bowl champion.
Shout out to Backpage.com. Shout out to Backpage.
Four Super Bowls. Under the Patriots, and then Super Bowl 21, Super Bowl 25.
He's that dude, son.
He really is that dude.
He's got
6 rings. He was an assistant coach.
Yeah, but it still counts. He was part of Parcells' crew with the Giants, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, son.
I give that all to Parcells. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
He's got a hell of a fucking tree. Like a coaching tree? You got some fucking guys out of that shit.
The man genius?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, that didn't work out too well, but he's a good defensive coach.
The man genius, what a fucking, oh God.
He was on The Sopranos. Cut him some fucking slack.
How
right?
bad do you think Todd Bowles is going to be for the Jets?
I like Todd Bowles, though. Keep it G. I could see them going 9-7 this year.
9-7?
I think, yo, that defense is going to fucking hold them down.
With Geno Smith.
They got weapons, though. Like, if Geno fucks up that first game bad enough, they're going to get rid of him. They got to fucking, oh, they got Ryan Fitzpatrick.
All right, so think of it as like the offense is a Swiss Army knife, right?
Yeah.
So you have Eric Decker. Mm-hmm. You have Brandon Marshall. Think of them as the knife and the corkscrew. Except that the fucking body of the Swiss Army knife is rusted and falling apart.
Oh, God. Is that because it's black? Is that why you said rusted?
And so that you can't even get the corkscrew out. So that's what the fucking offense is.
Yeah, but if it don't work, you just switch the body out. That's the beauty about having a fucking carousel at fucking quarterback. They have like 4 quarterbacks.
There's nothing beautiful, as you put it, about having 4 quarterbacks that you're using at the
same time.
That's
covering your ass. Ask the St. Louis Rams how that worked out. They could have been in the fucking playoffs last year if they had another fucking quarterback.
Please, fuck the Rams.
The Rams are going to be all right.
No, they're not.
I think they'll go like fucking 6-10. That's not bad for the fucking St. Louis Rams.
We should start gambling more. I mean, we should start gambling a lot of money. Like, we'll go get personal loans from banks.
I don't know if we should do that.
And start gambling on preseason
You're
kind of
jinxy
no,
with your
dude.
Bets. I know you were hot earlier this year, but that shit
no,
was
I was hot at the end of the NFL season. It was hot at the end.
You picked it up a little bit. Right, right.
The Panthers won me a lot of money last season. Those last couple of weeks of football.
Speaking of cash, what's up with your man Cecil? Or Cecil.
Oh, did you know all about this story, dude?
Yo, swear to God, first shit what happened when I read about it, I was going to text you because I was like, yo, Stanley must be fucking crying because you sure love you some animals.
I love animals. And this fucking cocksucker who killed this poor lion should burn. He should burn. I hate him.
He did it in fucking Grammy way. I'm not going to say he didn't, but like, there's a whole club of them out there and shit. He ain't the only one.
I know. They should all burn.
But like, you see what I'm saying? If he would have killed any other lion, nobody would have gave a fuck.
Well, I'm glad this shit happened because I'm glad Cecil's dead. So we could so this guy could go to hell himself.
So he's lying Jesus is what you're saying.
Kind of, yeah.
He died
lying.
For all those fucking lions.
Yeah, he died. For like, so that dude, that the dentist, his Yelp page started getting attacked for his business. This was good stuff.
Yeah, but what if he's a good dentist? You kind of fucking yourself.
Fuck.
What if he had an appointment with the dude this week? You can't fucking get it now.
Walt Palmer is the newest member of ISIS.
Oh, shit.
Personally, I choose to leave my dentistry work to non-murderers. They're just less of a liability.
Well, you got
to
admit, the man's good with tools and shit and around blood. I trust him.
Let's see. Brought my lion here for dentistry and was horrified by the result.
Oh, God.
All kidding aside, I hope you die painfully.
That's fucking terrible.
I needed a tooth extracted, so Dr. Palmer shot me in the neck with a crossbow, chased and tracked me for 40 hours, and once I collapsed from pain and exhaustion, removed my entire head and skinned me. Best part, they accept my insurance.
Oh, shit. That was fucking funny.
This guy just says, gives great head.
Wow.
I was lured to his practice by a Jeep with roast beef tied to it. You know the sandwiches with the yummy onion rolls and the gravy dripping down the side?
That was good. I can't even be mad at those last ones.
He told me to lie down and began stripping my pants off.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly, what a head rush. I blacked out after that. I can remember nothing.
Oh.
This one's good. Horrible dick of a dentist and a human being.
Oh, shit. But, like, I feel bad because the dude could be a fucking solid dentist. He's got to be a good dentist, matter of fact. If you're paying 55 fucking grand, where's he getting that money from?
If you like the idea of being shot and or decapitated by your dentist, this is the place to go.
Oh.
This man is a serial killer. It's true.
How the fuck is he a serial killer?
He killed rhinos. He killed leopards. He kills fucking all sorts
trips
of shit.
That were legal.
There
this
shouldn't be
legal.
Any more hunting trips.
Have you been to safari yet?
Dr. Palmer is the best at compensating for his tiny little thumb dick by hunting beautiful animals and justifying the act of sports.
Fucking taking dick shots is a bit low blow there. Like, yeah, all right, he had a lion killed, but damn. Had him take dick shots, man?
That's sweet, sweet. I'm glad this Yelp thing's blowing up. I'm glad this guy's getting crushed. I hate this dude.
He probably has enough money to retire comfortably, though. He's like, what, in his 40s?
Oh,
now?
He ain't going to be able to retire comfortably for the rest of his life. He'll be hounded by this for the rest of his life.
No,
dude, for killing
that doesn't
poor,
fucking
killing
happen.
That poor lion?
Look at this shit. You don't know what Casey Anthony is. You don't know what George Zimmerman pops up in there because he's a fucking nut job. Like Amy Fisher does shit. Joey Buttafuoco. Is he dead? I don't think he's dead, but
yeah, but they didn't. I think he might be dead. I don't know.
Could be, but
they didn't. They killed people or they attacked people or shot people. This is a lion, Johnny.
Yeah, but this shit'll be
there's
done in
billions
a month.
Of people. You know how many lions there are? There's like fucking 6 dozen. Yeah, there's like 6 dozen lions.
But
left.
This shit'll wear off. People, they're not forgiven. They just forget.
This guy will never work again. I hope he has enough money.
What if he, like, said, yo, I feel bad at what I do. I want to make amends. I'm going to go around the world and do, like, fucking, you know, Red Cross work.
You know, not only is Cease of the Lion dead, they're going to kill off all its cubs, too, because the new lion's going to move in. And the new lion.
Bullshit.
The new lion, no, dude, yeah. The fucking, it has 6 cubs. All
why
of them are dead.
Why the fuck are they going to kill the cubs?
Because they're going to get, those cubs are as good as dead.
But why don't you just send them to, like, another game preserve or something?
They can't, because then it's like, if they're fucking that young, apparently, they can't deal with that shit.
I've seen shows where, like, they fucking bottle feed the lions and shit. Like, they'll bottle feed, like, those cubs and
apparently
shit.
They can't, because in this instance, because, like, it's a preserve is like, look, you got
to. Maybe they just fucking farm out the animals to kill. You ever think of that shit? Because that's fucking crazy. 6 cubs, you're going to kill all of them.
Yeah.
You can't save a one to fucking breed at least.
All those cubs are dead, bro.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Bro.
You just said they're like short on them. Why don't you keep them to fucking breed?
Because this is nature's course, dude. If the head lion dies, you got to. I mean, all those cubs, they're fucking on their own.
So it's like the Lion King rules and shit. Like,
exactly. The Lion King movies are like a lot more true than we thought.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, those poor little lion cubs are as good as dead.
Maybe we can buy one off the internet.
I'd love to buy one. I'd love to foster
raise
Cease.
I'm telling you, I think I can fucking raise a lion. So.
I think you could, too.
Leave that shit in a, if it gets big enough, I'll just leave it on a fire escape.
All we'll, right,
you
no
go
doubt.
Down the fucking ladder and go outside. Okay. I'm like, yo, come back. Don't eat nobody.
What would you name it?
I'd name it Cecil Jr.
What was that prostitute's name, though?
Tiffany. You should name it
Tiffany. All right, yes. Tiffany the Lion.
I don't know. I don't think that was her real name, but it's a classy name. It made me feel better.
Oh, that's a sexy name, Tiffany.
It's a good name.
It's good. It sounds like a sexy prostitute, too. I'm glad you were able to get some for yourself. I'm glad you were able to get a little something.
So
a little
nice.
Fucking a little prostitute time for Bronx Johnny. Get a little half and half. I can get some.
Gotta be a gentleman sometimes. Sometimes you want to just chill back, have a dose of Equis, and
it's
get
like
your dick
I, it's like I always, always say, Johnny. You know, this when I say this, you're gonna either gonna think you th- when you say this, you're gonna think, wow, that's vintage Stanley. It ain't fun if the homies can't have none.
Oh yeah, son. I'd give you dap for that, but I feel weird right now.
You know I say that all the time.
You do. It's very weird. Like we just outside at the fucking beer gardens. Yeah. Yo, it ain't fun. All the homies have. So I'm like, God damn, that waitress is like skeeved out right now.
Yeah, well, she should know that. That's my saying. I say it all the time. You know, we're pretty much done. This shit went fast, huh?
Yes.
Thank God Chris wasn't here.
Oh, shit.
At HS Radio Show on Twitter. Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Are we going to stop infighting so then we can finally all record together?
Yeah, we got to stop this infighting so we can all be together like best friends.
Like, you guys got to stop taking fucking fat rails before we do the show and drink tequila and shit.
Don't do those. Oh. All the thing I do from that is just cry. Cry and feel bad
and
about
call
myself.
Call people up?
Yeah, and cry and make phone calls. Unfortunately, I'm not gacked or drunk. Oh, man. So, also, Instagram.com/High Society.
I'm going to just start taking sneaker pics and posting them.
Dude, take some sneaker pictures and post them on. Could you do that?
Yeah, I'll start doing that.
Do that tonight.
I got you. All right. I want
to open up. I think sneakerheads.
Yeah.
Sneakerheads. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I think they would like this show. I think sneakerhead would like this show. Then we have to start talking about Jordans, I guess, a lot. I don't know.
Who the fuck wears Jordans at? I got that kind of money. I wear LeBrons.
All right. All right. That's that new shit. That's a new hot shit.
You got to get your sneaker game up.
How long did you wait online for those LeBrons?
I got these shits fucking off my homeboy. I didn't pay for. I didn't go to the fucking store. What am I, savage?
We should start like selling shoes.
What?
We should become sneakerheads.
We can be sneakerheads. We're not fucking selling shoes.
That's what sneakerheads do. They like
Dude,
buy
do you
sneakers
know how
and
dangerous
fucking...
that fucking job is. My boy used to do that. They almost shot his ass.
What?
Yeah, he was gonna sell a fucking pair of 11s, uh-huh. Jordan 11s. We fucking went downstairs to do the fucking drop.
They got him a size 12. I'll take them shits.
Yeah, my man pulled out the fucking 22. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, God. And they sold the shoes?
No, he didn't get the stand. He was in his hood. He didn't get past into that block.
All right.
I was like, damn, son.
All right, we're pretty much done. But I said I'd say this before we left one last time. Bronx Johnny's prostitute was more attractive than John Cena's ex-wife. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.